Welcome to the No Manga Podcast, a weekly show about all things skateboarding. My name's Rick Bade, and coming in a little later than I wanted to, of course. That's right, I got sick over this past weekend. Well, sick again, mind you. Thought it was the damn flu. Ended up being the Rona again. Yeah, that's fun. That's always fun. I'm so done with colds, flu, COVID. I'm just done with it all. I mean, it could all go away right now. Bye. Go. So yeah, needless to say, I wasn't in the best of moods last Sunday when I do normally record this show. And I had zero, and I'm holding like a zero on my hand. Zero personality to even attempt to be my quote-unquote normal self. You know, I would have just been grumpy Rick. You guys don't want that. Like, by the end of the episode, I probably would have been like yelling, you know, like, I hate the first grade, and I hate all of you. You know, no one needs that. I didn't want to do that. That's real talk right there, you know? I mean, it was so bad over the weekend that my wife suggested slash demanded that I take a nap. So that Sunday, she's like, why don't you go take a nap? Yeah, go take a nap. I was just being very irritable, kind of snapping at my kids, like kind of like short, you know, just getting frustrated over stupid things. And she's like, oh, no, go take a nap. Bye. And I took one on Monday, too. And you know what? Naps work. They do. I mean, I woke up feeling better, like, although I wasn't 100% that day, and still not 100% now. I'm in the 90s right now, 90 percentile. I'm almost there. But, oh, yeah, over the holiday weekend, I was just miserable, grumpy. It just sucked. And, you know, I was looking for content, well, skate content, quote-unquote wise, to kind of cheer me up. And I wasn't feeling any of the videos that were dropped, you know, that had dropped the last few days. You know, up to that point, I'd check all my main content pages. Nothing was just kind of popping out at me, you know. That is until this past Tuesday. Then, of course, my guys and gals over at Jenka Mag, like, totally saved the day. Totally redeemed themselves. So I didn't need to do that. But I just immediately thought, like, why in the hell did I not check their page, like, the first few days I was sick? You know what I mean? But it didn't matter. I was here, they were there, we were all connected again, you know, we got the bond going. And here's a video that caught my eye, that saved my day, just totally changed things around. It's called I Survived 500 Days Filming the Worst Skate Video Ever. Have you guys seen this yet? It's filmed by Justin Koo, K-H-U-U, Koo, from the High Top Crew. I believe that's a High Top, it's not Hit Top Crew. High Top Crew. Worst skate video ever? Like, worst skate video ever? Question mark. That's what I'm saying. Question mark? And all I'll say is, are you sure about that? You sure about that? Y'all, I get it. Y'all just fishing for compliments. I get it. You know, how you use that. You're like, oh, you know, I do blank, blankety blank, but I just, you know, I'm not that good at it. Yeah, you are. Come on. Yes, you are. Give yourself some credit. That's how I feel about this video. You know, I've actually forgotten about more way worse skate videos than you're making it out to be. Yeah, I mean, you can ask me like, now, well, which ones, Rick? Honestly, I don't know. I forgot. It's that bad. I forgot about them. But I know they're far worse. Worst skate video ever? I mean, I survived the 13 minutes and 14 seconds watching your supposed worst skate video ever. I survived. I'm here. Survived that and Rona. Yeah. Exactly. And let me say this, though. It's exactly what I needed at the time, at least that day. You know, I was still grumpy, tired, probably had a fever. But this helped me get in, like, a much better mood, like, immediately. And it was so good. I mean, checking some of my notes. And I'm even right from the start, you know, 4 seconds in. Saw a dude busting out a huge ass, you know, hard flip, clearing the small, like I guess a small ass sidewalk in front of it in the process. I mean, that makes for a good skate video, Justin. Wouldn't we agree? Right, guys? Tell Justin that. I mean, that's a good trick. It makes for a good video. Got people on your side, Justin, I'm telling you, man. But there's so much in this video. Yeah, dudes breaking the arcade punching bag games. You know, you don't see that too often. That's at 22 seconds in. I mean, of course, he did it with his board. You know, I mean, I was just thinking, like, no, that's not good. You know, no one should be that good at swinging their boards as weapons, you know. It's like, damn, bro. Take it easy. I guess it's a good thing that he took out his anger on the bag, which is kind of the main purpose of punching bags, you know? Frustration, exercise, therapy. But just not on humans, you know? It makes me remember, like, when I talked about it on way back in episode 4. Way back in the day. About using boards as weapons. Just don't do it. But in this case, you know, I was fine with it. You know, I wasn't my normal self. I'm like, okay, I get it. I'm all for it. But just make sure there's, like, no kids around. You know, but you're probably, my guess is, you're probably not going to be asked to come back to that, I don't know, what was it, Chuck E. Cheese anytime soon, though? Yeah, once they watch the security camera of that, security footage of that. Oh, no, man, get this guy out of here. He's done. And what was going on in 53 seconds in? I just put, when drunk normies pretend that they can skate. You know, that's what I labeled it as. Because I need more backstory of that clip. I mean, were they skating there and he rolled up on them? Or was he sitting there first and then he asked them to, you know, leave / like give him the boot? He gave him the boot and then he got, like, he refused and he got pissed. You know, but either way, my guy handled that scorpion like a pro. He bounced right back up from that bitch. Like, poof, bounced right up. But did it look like he was trying to simulate an ollie? You know how little kids do that? Like, they're learning. They just learn how to walk. They're probably, like, 3 or 4 years old, and they're running. They see skaters, they run, and kind of kind of like, it reminds me of that video, was it Kalis had a part? Was it, Welcome to Hell? Reminds me of that kid, yeah. Running around simulating an ollie. That's exactly what it was for that kid, too. Or that guy, too. He looked like he was trying to ollie. And he was, you could tell he was a little altered, a little hammered. Maybe he had COVID. I don't know. He bounced back up, though, man. That was crazy. It just looked like the bench got in homeboy's way. Like, because he's, whoo, next thing you know, he's getting up. What? That bench came out of nowhere, man. I don't know what you're talking about. And then moments later, you know, they, of course, had the official title credits, High Top Video Volume 1. Does that mean there are going to be more on the way and soon? You know, not every, 2 to 4 years kind of when they've been cranking these out, I guess. I haven't seen the first two, but this one definitely has me on their, they're on my radar now, man. But, I mean, I swear, like, this video was exactly what I needed at the moment. I mean, most people, oh, yes, that's right. Most people wouldn't even, they wouldn't even smirk when seeing a dude firecrackering down steps on a bike rental with empty, you know, like, beer cans flying out of you know, their ET basket. Most people wouldn't even smirk at that. I was laughing. Oh, and then he fell into the water. Did I mention that? He sold it, you know? And if you don't find that funny, we could still be friends. I'll let that glow. Let that go. But that had me cracking up. Yeah. It was the medicine I was on. I don't know. But I watched it at least, 5-6 times before I moved on. I was like, yeah. I mean, because I'm trying to recall it now. So I think it was the way he kind of exaggerated the bumps. Almost kind of like he was riding a horse. It was the way he exaggerated those bumps for me. He sold it. I laughed. We won. You know, it's a win-win. But the skate in this video is nuts, man. How about, okay, the board slide, gap board at 139. Well, I guess, or I should say, board slide to tail tap, because he barely cleared that on the way out. But then again, if you think about it, that's about all he could do. You know, one push was all that was available, and going slower would mean probably either danger or, you know, not sliding well, meaning he probably slipped to the right or the left of that rail, and that's not going to work out either. But it's like, talk about, you know, doing the best with what you have. He did that. So I'm telling you, even all the hijink stuff aside, the skating in this video was legit. Straight up legit. And even if what I've said so far doesn't interest you, or you still don't feel like committing to, 13 minutes of this video, you know, you don't want to, like, nah, at least hear me out. Fast forward to the 3:18 mark, okay? That right there, that's the Modi right there. The Modi. Love the position, love the angle of course, of the camera. The spot selection was great. I'd love to see more people do long and insane, like, manual combos there. Can we make that happen in 2024? More manuals, right? Did I just say that? More manuals in 2024? But only at that spot. Only at that spot blows up, right, in 2024. However, now I think about it, though, that one was almost like it was perfectly timed with the right amount of sunlight. It was kind of like the golden hour, right? The sports golden hour, the manual golden hour. That was that spot's golden hour for sure. You know, now I think you can't replicate that. Now I take that back. Don't blow up that spot. That's a one and done. Yeah, but I think this is probably the longest that I've talked about a manual before, and that was just a single manual, no tricks in or out. It was beautiful, though. So, yeah, even if you don't want to watch the whole video, 318, fast forward, check it out. I highly doubt that you'll disagree. Manual of the year. Best one ever. Even the soundtrack was banging in this video, you know? I felt like I was playing, you know, Grand Theft Auto, and you know how when you're driving, you can flip through the radio stations, you know? That's how I felt, you know? Except, real talk, though, I got lost in, the lyrics. Or more or less the story that was being told via these lyrics. I got lost in it sometimes. I was like, forgetting about the skating. I was following along, like, kind of nodding my head, like, oh, yeah, yeah. And disagreeing with some of the decisions in there. You know, agreeing with others. You know, I was just like, hell, yeah, you have to stash that 150 grand in your neighbor's trash cans. You have to. Duh. Duh. You had, what, he had, like, 3 sacks worth or something like that, he said? You have to do that, man. Totally agree. So the soundtrack was banging. And oftentimes, you know, there was so much going on that I almost forgot I was watching one of the worst skate videos of all time. You know, I didn't think about that. I see what you did there, Justin, though. Like I said, man, a lot of good stuff in there. I mean, you'll see a lot of tricks that just aren't worth the effort. he had some plywood and he was over like a parking garage. Was that worth it? Trying to drop in on that. That didn't end too well. Was that worth it? Another thing, too, you want to know how, another reason why this video isn't as bad as it claims to be? Actually, a couple more reasons, actually. Not once did I think about the video quality, right? I haven't mentioned it at all, you know? I mean, there were times when it looked like, you know, almost 16 millimeter VHS, VX, had some HD. There's like scrambled, HBO scrambled vision, all that. And I barely noticed it. How crazy is that? Like me, I didn't notice that. Usually when I notice things like that, or if it's too, what video was that one I talked about a while back? They did it too many times, so it kind of drove me nuts. I didn't even notice that. I was so caught up in the content, in the songs, in the lyrics. I think the fact that this was a very, craftfully balanced video that with all the stimuli, everything was balanced well, if that makes sense, with my COVID brain going on. I mean, the video, the audio, the edits, the color palettes, it was all, enough to keep us constantly, or keep our brains constantly distracted in a good way. And actually, one other thing that, what's one thing that drives me nuts in videos? I'll give you a second. I'll be probably saying it right now. Yeah, exactly. That's right. The lack of the skaters' names on screen. I didn't see one single name in this video, and I didn't even care. What? Wait, let me repeat that. I didn't see one single name in this video on screen, no name on the screen in this video, and I didn't even care. Did I just say that? I mean, it's true, but I can't believe I just said that. I mean, sure, they had them at the end, but I was way too grumpy, way too tired to circle back and look up these dudes, you know? I still don't know who any of them are. Real talk. I have no idea. No idea who this crew is. Didn't write down any of their names in my notes. I didn't want to do any of the research. I was like, no, I don't have the time or energy right now. I'll deal with it later. But I enjoyed the video. That's crazy. That's what's going on right now in 2024. I don't know what you did to me, Justin. This isn't cool, man. You might hear from my lawyer, actually. You're going to hear from my lawyer. New year, new lawyer. Bam, lawsuit. It's not at all cool, Justin. Not at all cool. Okay, one last thing, though, and then I'll be done talking about this horrible and disgusting video. I could totally picture, like, Mark Suchu even saying, this is just disgusting. It's got no taste. This is horrible. Lacks taste. It's horrible. What are you talking about? Fast forward to the 7-minute, 15-minute mark. I'll give you a moment. Go ahead. Now, I'm going to tread lightly here. We've all been here and been there before, okay? Been in his very shoes. Wanting to call it quits? Yes, yeah, throw in the towel or the board in this case, you know? But I have to give it up to that guy, though. Not only did he not focus his board, thus making it, of course, unusable for someone down the road, he, in a sense, it's full circle. He returned the board to its original home. I know, right? If you think about it, you're like, wait a minute. Yeah. Right? That dude's genius. Makes me think about, like, when people toilet paper trees. I'm like, yeah, you're just returning the toilet paper to its home. It's going home. That board went home as well. Hope that board's okay. I'll be thinking about it a lot. But how sweet of a moment was that? I mean, I almost cried. But I can relate, though. I mean, take it from a guy who used to spit on his board. Yeah. Hand on chest. I'm not lying. Yeah, I really showed the board who's boss with that move, huh? Yeah. No, I don't think I went. I think I just spit on it. All I was left with was wet grip. You know, that's not fun. Sometimes it leaves stains. And then that's even worse, right? You get a water stain on your grip. You're like, oh, I got to at least re-grip or get a new board. I can't stand looking at that. Nope. Unless it's like under your foot spot where you don't really see it. But I just had to point that out. We've all been there before. I could so relate. Like I said, I don't know who the dude is. But that's pretty smart. Maybe that's going to become a trend in 2024 too. More manual tricks. Oh, at least at that spot. Oh, no, actually, no, I put a cross through that one. More returning boards to its natural environment. But anyway, guys, thank you so much. I needed that. Thank you, Virginkum, for hosting it on your web, you know, YouTube page, that is. If I remember, I'll try and put the link in the notes below, but I'm not promising anything, man. I'm just, like I said, I'm finally getting back to the swing of things here. Finally had some energy to record an episode. This is, what, Friday the 19th as I record this. So, but, yeah, Jankum, you did it again. Thank you. Big sip of water, I should say. That's the one thing about this. Because this is my second time getting COVID. The dry cotton mouth has been ridiculous. Anyone out there feeling the same? I mean, I drink water all day long now, and it feels like I've been walking in the desert for 50 miles. I'm like, oh my gosh, I can't even chew. My mouth is so dry. It's bad. It's bad. Let's see. What else did I check out? Oh, if you're worried about, you know, Habitat Skateboards' future, be sure to check out their latest video, 2024 XXIV, when you have a chance. So it's only 18 minutes and 24 seconds of your life. That's all. I mean, if you have the time, just check it out. And all I have to say is, I have a feeling the future is bright, very bright for this crew. I mean, even with the loyal OGs on the team, they got so many of them, they're still killing it. I mean, this brand has been around for 24 years, and it's very impressive that they continue to stack. Like, and stack their players and team along the way. But I didn't write down too many notes for this one. But I wanted to start with the last part first. You know, Romel Torres, this kid is the future. And I said, the future's bright, especially bright for this kid. You know, just as long as he stays clear of the wobbly-ass handrails. You got to check it out. It's basically the first part of his clip. You see that thing flopping around in the wind? 12-12. Pause it right there. That's his first attempt. Go to the video. Pause it at 12-12. Just take all that in. Look at the rail. Does that look safe to you? It doesn't even look safe for hands, you know? And he was coming in hot on the part that had just dropped or was cut or whatever the hell was it going on there. It's like someone cut a piece out. That's not safe, y'all. That's not a good idea. Which is why he and his, you know, Heineken hat got pitched. Quote, ow, fuck. That was not what I was expecting. You think? Honestly, I didn't know what to expect either, but that result was probably closer to what I thought I would have guessed what would happen. I would just guess, you know? I mean, that was hilarious. And I pretty much never, like, I'm not that laughs at Bales guy, but that was funny. You gotta admit, that was kind of funny. And I didn't feel as bad because the filmer was laughing too, you know? Don't feel bad. You can laugh along too. He twanked and danked his shoulder in the process. But Pipa's third attempt, though, where was he going? What exactly did he think he was going to happen from there? I mean, that was nuts, you know? It's almost as if he forgot which section he was trying to do a grind, or he was just trying to get the jitters out of the way or just the bad attempts out of the way. However, it didn't matter, though, by his fourth attempt because he nailed it. He nailed it with a shove it out as well. I was like, what? That was smooth. And then speaking of smooth, the tune started. So give me the night. George Benson. I must mention his name. Yeah, Rommel. Dude, seriously? Now you're talking, man. You got us old heads like vibing big time, you know? I don't know anyone who hates that jam. Anyone who's like, no, that's lame. That's whack. This sucks. That's a mumble jam. I can't understand what he's saying. And if you do hate that song, that says more about you than Mr. Benson. You know, that's on you, man. I can't help you out. That is a certified classic jam right there. So well done, team. I'm all for that song. I'm here for it. In fact, I even went as far as going to watch the music video on YouTube. You know, I had to. And it has about 35 million views and was only added about 3 years ago because, like, the remastered, like, 4K version or whatever. About 3 years ago, 35 million people. Yeah. Give me the night. See? Classic song. You're not late to the party. It's okay. You can still like that song. I mean, the video, it has a guitar playing, like, roller skating, white suits, and hot dogs vibe to it. Kid you not, they're all in the video. Watch it. Dude's got skills. I mean, what more could you ask for in a video? That's a perfect jam right there. Perfect video. White suits and hot dogs. That's a scary combo. Dude handled like a pro. That's a song that I need to bust out the next time I'm all grumpy or pissed off at maybe a slow driver's in front of me, you know? I mean, that song could stop fights. Kind of stop them in their tracks. Guaranteed. Hell, if I'm at a party or a wedding over the next few decades and I hear that, I just might have to bust out like my frontside flip. Get that move on the dance floor. Move out of the way. Yeah. Crooked grind. Frontside flip. So give me the night. Give me some roller skates like George. Yeah, I don't care. I can roller skate. I've done it. I've only done it like a few times. Last time I went, didn't even fall once. Yeah, went all the way around. Didn't hang on the rail. What? What you got? I should have been playing like, you know, give me the night. See what you did, Habitat? Got me all distracted. Got me all fired up. I need it, though. I needed this, you know? This is my sanity. I could talk about, this is my sanity to come here and do this show. It's not just that I love skateboarding. I need it for my sanity. I've been sitting around the house, not being able to do anything, not being able to go anywhere. But Rommel killed it. Killed it. But some tricks I jotted down. He did a huge pole jam, 1258, 1307, backside late shove. And that's at a spot that's 100%, like, that's the hard way to do it, too. That late shove. You know, frontside shove would have been a little bit easier, but no. You know what I mean? Because you're going over that. You have to lean differently for the backside late shove. So you have to be up and over Whereas a frontside lay shove, you could be leaning back a little bit, you know, because the momentum, you're leaning back. But for a spot like that, that's crazy. Oh, 13-23. Ollie over the pole, then kickflip through the tight space in the trees. Yeah. I don't think most people realize how difficult that is. Oh, Rick, it's an ollie. And then it's a kickflip. Yeah, but through the trees. Through that, it's okay. Let me just say, it's awkward as hell to do that. See, I would overthink it and overcompensate. You know, I'd basically ask myself, do I focus more on the flick and the flip, or do I focus more on making my butt and knees clear? Yeah, it can't be one or the other. It would be a you know how some people can pat head and rub their belly. That's kind of how that trick is at that spot. And the answer, of course, be yes, yeah. Think of them both. But I'd probably have my butt sticking out too much. So you'd hear the you'd hear my butt hit the tree just to make, you know, clearance for the board to flip. That's just me. So I just don't see how you can get an easy kickflip there. That's what I'm saying. Okay, mentally and visually, it's too tight for me. It's, at least for me. At least for me. So I had to mention that. That grind at 13-28. Some might think that was an accident, but I mean, that's a double ledge, right? But look how he lands. That's not an accident. It's 100% intentional, which makes it even gnarlier, you know? But what do we call that? Like a 50-50 barley? Like, it just, it's too, there's too much going on. Like, what do we call that? But I had to mention that was sick. So yeah, his part was great, and it was definitely worthy of, you know, a final part. You know, Suchu, he got things going at the beginning of the video. And as I said, because, you know, it's the Young Bucks that are coming in. So Suchu's opening part now. And it wasn't a lot of Suchu. So, and we've been, if you follow him on Instagram, he's been places. The last year, dude was traveling and stacking clips. And that was basically like, I don't know, a couple chocolate chips worth of probably what he has. That's nowhere near what he has in the background. Nothing. So I'll be very curious to see what he comes up with for this year, because he's cooking something, man. One of my favorite parts, though, was that Alex, let me say his last name, Lobasuk. I hope I said that right. But yeah, his part was amazing. Probably one of my favorite parts from the video. And he chose a great track as well. You know, The Cure, it's hard to skate to The Cure. It worked well for him, you know. He even got some, you know, claps from a pedestrian walking by after that, you know, long-ass kinked rail 50-50 grind. Yeah. Dude had to put, like, his paper in his mouth. He's like, that was good. That was good. Good job, kid. So, yeah, check out this video if you haven't done so yet. Odds are that you have already, because as of this recording, it was at about, I checked it earlier, about 118,000 views. So, oh, and spoiler alert. Every skater has their name on the screen, you know, for your viewing and convenience, for your pleasure, I should say. So Bravo Habitat, thank you so much. Congrats on 24 years. Dare I say it, here's to another 24 more. You could do it, guys. I'll even tell you that 24 years from now. Say, yeah, I knew you guys could do it. I said it. Yeah, back in 2024. And I'll be like, so give me the night. Ah. You should see my, wait, let's see, what am I doing right now? Oh, I did nose blunt. That's my dance move right now, nose blunt. Killing it. I'm killing it in the garage right now. If you guys could only see. So anyway, one last video I watched the other day was Looking for Perfection in Bordeaux with Leo Chollet. And you can find this on the Solo Skateboard Magazine's YouTube page, unless I put it below. Like I said, my brain's not working 100% at the moment. I'll do my best. But for one, I love the vibe of this whole video. I didn't want it to end. The music, Leo, he seems like a chill dude to hang with. Like, just his demeanor, his spot selections, just how he, you know, goes about his day. I highly recommend this video. And for, well, actually, but the main reason I wanted to mention this is because it made me want to go to France even more. I mean, it's already been on my list, but this video was almost like an infomercial for the city of Bordeaux. He sold me. Yeah. I mean, not only is this town known for their famous, you know, French wine, it also has over 350 historical buildings and monuments. You know, I'm also hearing that it has some of the best food in all of France. Oh, have my hands up. Take my money. Yeah. I mean, I was already looking at hotels. I don't even have a date set yet. The Renaissance Bordeaux Hotel looks pretty amazing. The reviews look good. And it looks like it's not too far from Hangar Darwin Skate Park. Yeah? So, I don't know. I mean, anyone tuning in from France right now or have been there, am I on track? Hey, let me know, because this guy Leo has me wanting to book a trip like as soon as possible. Looking at hotel, you know, on hotels.com. It's asking me which dates I want to go. I don't know. But soon as possible. Well, realistically, based on my wife's plans for the next, 24 months, it's looking roughly like probably it's a 2026 possibility. Maybe next year. Probably not this year. We got too much travel going on this year. But, yeah, I want to go to there big time. But, yeah, check out this video when you have a spare, 5 minutes and 20 seconds. You'll thank me for it. You're like, yeah, Rick, that was good. That was refreshing. To use the food analogy and drink analogy, I needed a palate cleanser. And that was a palate cleanser for my this past weekend, which just wasn't fun, you know? But speaking of traveling, I hate to end it on a bad note. I'm kind of bummed that I'm going to be missing Slow Impact again this year. You're like, again this year? Well, it's only their second one. Relax. But, you know, I even promised. I told Ryan Lay when he was on this show, episode 198, circle back. You can hear it. This was going to be the year. I'm going, man. It's on. No FOMO for me. I'm there. Fast forward to 2024. It just so happens to be that this is going to be planned, or it falls on the very week that, you know, we planned my wife's, you know, celebrating, you know, kicking cancer's ass trip. The same week. So, yeah, you know, I don't think Ryan's going to lose sleep over it. You know, he's going to be pissed at me. He's like, no, dude, you promised, Rick. Come on. Bring your wife. Bring your kids. F cancer, right? Yeah. Actually, that's a good idea. What if? Yeah, I could say wife. Hey, babe, we're going to cancel these big, crazy plans that you had for our trip. We're going to go to Slow Impact. How's that sound? Yo, yay. We can wear pink. Ah. But, yeah, so that's my I don't want to say dilemma because it's already set in stone, but that's my reason why I can't go to Slow Impact. So Slow Impact 3, should there be one? If Ryan doesn't get enough help this year and he's exhausted, he's like, I'm done, which I don't think is the case, because I've just seen the agenda, of course, looks fun. So if you haven't heard about it or you're interested, check it out. Slow Impact, go. It's free to go there, but I'm seeing a lot of chatter, of course, on Skate Twitter, all the homies there. A lot of people are going. A lot of people. It's going to be fun. If you're kind of a introvert, I heard last year, a lot of people were just, they didn't want to go. They didn't know anybody. It doesn't matter. Just go. Trust me. This is a very cool event. You can even go back, like I said, episode 198, hear from Ryan himself about just the backstory behind it. It's worth it. Yes, I had big-time FOMO. Will I have FOMO this year? I don't know. Y'all have a wonderful time, okay? We're going to have a wonderful time as well. We're going to be in we'll be in a very, very good place. I'll just leave out. Places. I don't need to divulge where. I don't want to share that info, but it's going to be very nice. Probably going to have adult beverage or three by the beach. Could feel a nice, cool breeze right now. Celebrating with the family, you know? But I'll be thinking of you. Let's see. Maybe towards the end of the day when I'm exhausted, I'll go, oh, yeah, I wonder how Slow Impact's going. That's when I'll probably be thinking of you guys that are going. So, I don't know. It looks fun. Look it up on social media. Definitely on Instagram. If you have no idea what I'm talking about, you can check it out. And it's going to be epic again. You know, 4 or 5 days of just fun. You get to learn. Get to meet a bunch of the crew that you normally chat with online or social media. And, you know, it just looks fun. So, anyway, I had to give them a plug and / update that I'm not going. Said maybe next year. Maybe. if I don't go to France. So imagine, yeah, this is what's going to happen. What? I'm going to plan our trip to France. And then Ryan's going to go, oh, yeah, Slow Impact 3. And then I'll send him a message. I'll be like, dude, you guys are going to take it on the road, right? You're going to have it in France the same week I'm there. What? I'll help. I'll help pick up. I'll help tie like the microphone cords and stuff like that. Pack it up. That's just if you do it in France. You know, I haven't even booked the tickets yet. Stop yelling at me. Anyway, that's all I've got for this week. As I said, F cancer, definitely F COVID. I feel for you if you're going through it as well. It's nasty out there, guys. Drink lots of water. Relax, breathe. I'm out.